Time to start action here for the second quarter. Again, the score is 13-1. Cake up over Skagway. It's going to be Cake basketball on the inbound. Set to inbound the ball. Greg Benham from Cake. Substitutions in. Kyle Dean now is substituted in for Cake. Back over to Benham. Benham's going to put up a three-point shot, and he's going to knock it down. Raining it from three, bringing the score to 16-1. Now Cake over Skagway. Skagway works it into the forecourt. Wyatt Belisle has the ball, tries to get it back over to his brother, Colton. Unable to get it. Retains possession of the ball. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady has an open Alex Ackerman on the baseline, but did not get it to him. Instead, brings the ball back out to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle works off a Michael Cook pick. Gets it over in the corner to Alex Ackerman, unable to hit the shot. And Brady there for the rebound, gets it back over to Cook. Brady in for another rebound. Ball on the floor. Cake comes our way with the basketball, and they've got what looks like running in mind. Sean Mary has checked into the game. He's an eighth grader for Cake. Ball's down the court. Has the ball up at the top of the key. Cake continues to work it around to Benham. Benham puts up another three. No good. Rebound to Danny Brady. To his point guard, Colton Belisle. 6:47 left to play in the half. Colton Belisle works it over toward the middle of the key. Puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Sean Mary. Quick outlet pass all the way down the court. Jackson to Brett Wilson for the lay-in. And 18-1. Now the score. Take up over Skagway. Colton Belisle working the ball. Back and forth. Right about the half-court circle. In the corner, he goes on the baseline to Alex Ackerman. He's going to make a drive into the middle of the court. Puts it up off glass. Wanted to get his own rebound and tap it back in. But Benham was there to defend. Ball goes out of bounds. Off of Cake. Skagway basketball on the baseline. Belisle looking to inbound. Elbow extended to Ackerman. Back over to Belisle on the left-hand side of the court. Belisle's going to bring it all the way around. Back up toward the top of the key. Tries to work off a pick set by Cook. It over to his brother, Wyatt. Back over to Colton. And Colton tries a lob pass into the interior. Picked off. Cake brings the ball quickly down the court. Sean Mary gets an open look from point-blank range. Unable to knock it down with the left hand. And it will go back to Skagway. Belisle has the ball now. Colton working it back and forth across the top of the key. Over to Ackerman. Ackerman wanted to try and drive on Benham, but Benham strips him of the ball. Quickly up the court. Kyle Dean gets it in point-blank range, lays in a layup, bringing the score 20-1. Cake up over Skagway. Belisle looking to move on to the right-hand side, has an open look over Sean Mary, unable to knock it down. And Cake's running again. Brett Wilson bringing the ball all the way up the court. Gets it over Kyle Dean, who knocks down a jump shot from the right-hand baseline. 22-1 now the score. Cake over Skagway. Colton Belisle had his pocket picked by Dean, but Dean throws it back in bounds as he's going out of bounds. Gets it right back to Colton Belisle. Ball gets down into the baseline to Ackerman. Ackerman's shot, no good. Rebound comes back down to Cake. Sean Mary has the ball. Gets it over in the corner to Shawan Jackson-Gamble. Down low it goes to Jackson. Back out to Dean. Dean's shot, no good. Ball's going out of bounds, it looks like. After a little bit of hustle by Cake. Ball falls harmlessly out of bounds. 4:19 to go. 22-1 the score. Skagway down on the road in Cake, Alaska. Colton Belisle now has the ball. Right about half court. Tries to go off of a pick set by Micah Cook, but that pick was about 3 feet away from him, and he was unable to rub his defender off of it. So his pass falls harmlessly out of bounds. Cake gets the basketball back. Sean Mary now with the ball. Gets it over to Dean. Dean looks down in the corner to Simon Friday. Back around to Sean Mary with a jump shot from 18 feet. Knocks it down. The eighth grader, Sean Mary, contributing big for Cake. 24-1 the score. Colton Belisle into the lane, looking to make something happen on his own, and is stripped of the ball, but they're going to give the ball back to Cake, and they're not going to call a foul on it. As a Skagway fan, I think that should have been called a foul. Simon Friday now has the ball in the right corner. His three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes back down to Sterling Moore. Sterling Moore gets it over to Marion up at the top of the key. This is Simon Friday. Good interior passing by Kate. Gets the ball down low, but unable to corral the pass is Simon Friday off his leg, and it will go back to Skagway. Danny Brady to inbound to Colton Belial. 3:15 to go in the half. Colton Belial finally works off that pick from Micah Cook. Picks up his dribble and gets stuck in a little bit of a tough spot, defended by two players, double team, puts another dribble down. You can't do that. Once you pick up your dribble, that's that. Double dribble called, and it is Cake basketball. Simon Friday with the ball, gets it over to Sean Mary. Sean Mary looking back over to Dean. Dean on the left-hand side of the court, gets into the corner. Coming back out to Dean, he has to struggle. Wyatt Belial almost got his hand in there, almost picked it off, and now Skagway does pick off the ball. Micah Cook with a steal down low. Colt Belial bringing it over, 24-1 the score. Colt Belial gets a pick from Cook. He's in the corner. He's got a shorter man on him. He does not put up the shot. Instead, he tries to pass back out to Wyatt Belial. That pass was not picked up by Belial. Over to Cake. Cake driving. Fouled is Sterling Moore on the drive. Fouled by Belial.
Hey, all the way around. All the way around to Sterling.
We're going to actually give that foul to Danny Brady. And Cake is working the ball around the perimeter again. Moore puts up a shot. No good. Rebound ripped down by Dean. Back out to Moore. Gets it over to Friday. Friday passes it over to Brett Wilson. And back over to Friday. Back over to Moore. Moore gets it down to the corner to Mary, who feeds it down low to Simon Friday. Easy bucket for Friday when you work it that low. It's going to be tough to defend that shot. 26-1 now the score with 2 minutes to go in the half. Cake up over Skagway. Belial gets it over on the left-hand side to Belial. Back up top to Cook. Back over to Wyatt Belial. Wyatt Belial sees a posting Danny Brady on a smaller player. Brady unable to corral the pass. And Cake has another fast break. Simon Friday gets the ball to Shawan Jackson Gamble for the lay-in. Check that. That was Brent Wilson with the lay-in. And a timeout on the court. Called by Coach Kent Fielding. Fielding talking with his players, trying to get them a little bit rallied up. Skagway's got to do something to figure out this defense that's giving them so many fits by Cake. And Cake in their own right doing a magnificent job of getting out on the fast break. The fast break Cake, but they're doing a magnificent job of pushing that ball up the court once they get that rebound. And it seems like they've got five guys on the court who can handle the pill beautifully. Chris passes. Fine ball handling skills. Cake, a senior-led team. They've got a whole slew of juniors and a senior on their squad, Skagway. Just a couple of sophomores and everybody else. Other than that, so they certainly have the advantage when it comes to seasoned veterans. Skagway gets the ball inside to Alex Ackerman on a quick inbound play, and Ackerman was fouled. With a minute 30 left to go, he's going to go to the line, shooting two, 28-1 the score. Ackerman takes his time, gives it the old Ackerman spin, high up over the head. First shot good. 28-2 the score. And Ackerman now with the ball. The crowd goes very quiet. He spins it, gets it up high over his head. Knocks down the second free throw. 28-3 now. Cake over Skagway. Sean Mary gets the ball over in the corner to Brett Wilson. Brett Wilson gets it over to Simon Friday. Simon Friday tees up a three-point shot. Officials are going to give him just two on that one. Bringing the score to 30-3. Well, he's got a nice touch from the outside, doesn't he? Simon Friday, great name and a fine shot. Alex Ackerman has it with a 10-foot jump shot. No good. Danny Brady there fighting for the rebound. Looks like the Cake player was out of bounds. And it will be Skagway basketball. The Cake player was out of bounds in touching the ball. So that ball is going to go over to Skagway now. Colton Belial, the inbound. It gets it over to Brady. Brady into the lane. High teardrop shot. No good off the front of the rim. And a quick run out by Sterling Moore all the way to the hole. And a hoop and hard. Danny Brady gets back, tries to block the shot, unable to do it. And both players go down in a tumble. Sterling Moore to go to the line and shoot one. Just one. There you go. Moore shot up. No good off the front of the rim. Nobody boxed out the shooter. He got in and tipped it. And that ball goes right back to Cake for another layup opportunity. That missed. Colton Belisle comes down with the rebound from that shot and is fouled by Shawan Jackson-Gamble. It will be Skagway basketball on their own baseline with 43 seconds left to play in the half. 32-3 the score. Skagway trailing Cake on the road. Southeast action. Moore. The pick for Belisle. The pass attempt to Wyatt Belisle knocked out of his hands and goes back to Cake. Cake dribbles it right off his foot. That was Brett Wilson trying to make the fast break. Count, unable to do it. Dribbles it off his foot. Goes back to Skagway with 28 seconds left to go in the half. Colton Belisle brings the ball over to the left-hand side again. Tries to pass it to brother Wyatt, unable to get it to Wyatt. Ackerman tries to make a diving attempt to save the ball, unable to do it. And it's Cake basketball with now 18 seconds to go. Sean Mary with the ball. Over to Simon Friday in the corner. And Cake's going to do their passive move where they just work the ball around the perimeter looking for a hole in the D. Simon Friday tees up another long two-point jump shot. Knocks it down from the baseline. And that's going to do it for our half. 34-3, a quick second quarter. Pretty cleanly played. 34-3 the play as we go into halftime, and we'll see you in the second half in just a little bit.